This is the short version of the satsang at Reno Center on June 9th, 2019. Other people's comments are eliminated or summarized as much as possible. این آدیو از satsang مرکز رینو روز 9 جون 2019 هستش. این ورژن کوتاه شده است که صحبت‌های دیگران تا حد امکان خلاصه و حذف شده.
Tonight's quote is act as you speak. Speak as you feel. Do not play false to your own conscience by forcibly enslaving it and embarking on actions not approved by it.
کوته امشبمون اینه. همان گونه رفتار کنید که سخن میگویید و همان گونه صحبت کنید که احساس میکنید با به زور به بردگی گرفتن ندای درون و انجام اعمالی که توسط آن پذیرفته نیست به اشتباه بر علیه آن نقش خود را بازی نکنید.
بعدن این ترجمه رو تصحیح میکنن که منظور ندای درون نبوده و صدای وجدان بوده. Several people shared their understanding of the quote and then sad comments. چندی نفر درک خودشون رو از این کوت میگن و بعد سد میگن.
I like to share my understanding of conscience. Conscience is a voice of bad and good. The guidance in this dream, it has nothing to do with our reality at all. It is just to take from one point to the other in our life in the bazaar, dealing with the bazaar in a less aggressive way, less harmful and self-inflicted way. But this is not the end of all. Conscience is based on duality, good and bad. So we don't give it much weight as we do as a bazaar people. We really should watch every thoughts, words and deeds and make sure it doesn't harm anybody or ourselves. But in the big picture, conscience is made out of beliefs in this world and sometimes it even changes. Sometimes what is bad today could be really good the next day. My own experience is when I have sincerity, I'm allowed to scream. When I don't have sincerity, I better shut up. So what is sincerity for me is to stand the ground of myself and thus just shoot the ball, but never leave that standing position. And that has been a big lesson in my life. And then you get to the point that your actions, I'm not saying it is like this for all of us, but your actions are irrelevant because your heart is so open and so willing to embrace the screen of the play that there is no judgment. There is, I'm not saying that to give a voucher to everybody to go and shout, but I'm just saying realize that the conscientious voice is really for the people in the bazaar that they are acting savagely, and we should follow it. And then beyond the conscientious voice, good and bad, there is a tranquility that I call it inner voice that is okay with everything in a way. It doesn't sit there as a judgment, but directs you in a way that is not opinionated. So that's been my experience in my life with this. And also hearing everybody, some people said expressing is good and some not, reminds me of that story where Baba said in an interview, a New Yorker went to Baba and said, I drink so much coffee, is it bad for me? And Baba said, if you're lazy, it's very good for you. If you're hyper, I would stay away. So like somebody like Bahar that was boiling inside and couldn't express herself, she needs to. But those that constantly expressing themselves, they need to shut up, right? Again, we come back to the conscientious voice is not conscious voice, it's conscientious voice, which is built in duality, but needs to be paid attention. But as we go back home, the closer we get to the gateway of home, we realize the whole thing is a bullshit. So that's just me.
سعد میگه که میخوام تجربه خودم رو باهاتون شیر کنم در مورد وجدان. وجدان صدای خوب و بده و در این خواب هدایت میکنه. ولی هیچ حقیقتی نداره. فقط به ما اجازه میده که از یه جا برسیم به یه جای دیگه و در بازار بتونیم دیل کنیم با خشم کمتر یا با صدمه به دیگران کمتر یا به خودمون، ولی کل قضیه نیست. وجدان ریشه‌اش در دوگانگیه، خوب و بد، برای همین ما خیلی بهش توجه نمیدیم.
وجدان هم نمیشه ولی گوان
این وجدان از باورایی که به نظر ما خوب بود یا بد بود ساخته میشه و این باورا هم عوض میشن، تغییر میشن. بعد یه روز بد بکنی یه چیز خوبه، روز بعد میبینی نه بده. حالا خلوص نیت چیه؟ خلوص نیت اگر من داشته باشم میتونم فریاد بزنم و اگر نداشته باشم بهتره هیچی نگم. حالا این خلوص نیت برای من چیه؟ یعنی روی زمین خودم وایستم بدون این که تکون بخورم و این یه درس خیلی بزرگی بود در زندگیم.
I have to add to it that when we are in the bazaar and we don't know spirituality, the conscious voice or the guiding is all we know and is very, very important. Very, very important. But once you tap your inside and go home enough, that's where you get your guidance. And it's very irrelevant to what is good and bad. In a way, is beyond both of them. Bad is not bad, good is not good, but in any case it's extremely harmless because it doesn't have a individual self to harm. Right? The more individual we are, the more we take ourselves seriously as mind and body, the more dangerous we become. So once we rely on the third group, then our action is not so harmful and undirected on their own fancy. We get a direction from a beyond the beyond, as if. So I'm not harping, not necessarily listening to conscious voice. I'm just saying it for our group to not get hung up with that too much, because we already feel like we can't viciously harm somebody or ourselves or our nature or our animals around us or steal or, you know. So that's when it's a good place to be able to share that.
وقتی خلوص نیت داریم بعد حرکت همون، و اینو برای همه نمیگم، ولی حرکت همون دیگه بیمعنی میشه اگه قلب باز باشه و آماده ایم که
و عشق باشه که هست، قلب باز همشه عشق داره
و آماده ایم که این صفحه سفید پشت نمایش رو در آغوش بگیریم، دیگه هیچ قضاوتی نیست. این وجدان برای اوناست که هنوز در دنیا کارشون
خرابه، خطرناکه، دروغ میگن، دزدی میکنن، آزار میرسونن و هر چقدر که شخصیت خودشون رو قبول کرده باشن بیشتر میشه. ما که داریم شخصیت رو خرد میکنیم دیگه، قضامونه داریم از یه جایی خیلی ماورای همه این چیزا میگیریم. پس در این صورت احتیاج نیست زیاد توجه به کاراکترمون بکنیم. I think I said it in a short.
Thank you, Sam.